Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by Lydia and Ravs. How are you guys doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, we good. Is anyone hungover?
No.
Okay. Let's see if this counts.
Ravs.
Okay.
So you told
two times in a fucking row.
I still have I still honestly think I have a headache from Saturday night.
Oh, shit. Really? Okay. So you didn't go out drinking last night?
Well, I went out for free drinks. I don't feel hungover. I went home early. I had
free drinks is certainly the barrier, right?
I had three pints. Because I'm tired. I'm going home. I went home. I went in my bed and I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I've been awake ever since. So I feel
a little.
I don't understand why you just didn't go back to sleep.
Well, I was in my bed and rolling around and I couldn't do it. And I was like, I've not seen Last of Us. I'll get up and watch The Last of Us and shit
like that.
So, did you fall asleep the moment you got home then?
Yeah,
was it really
pretty
early?
Much. I got straight home. I think it was about 10 o'clock and I was just like, bedtime. So I was just exhausted at a long
day. The thing is, I have done that a couple of times, right? And it feels like such a good idea being like, oh, I'm just going to go to bed at like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wake up at like 4 or 3 in the morning and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why am I awake?
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at today. So I wouldn't say I'm hungover, but
just been a bit rough
last night.
I mean, tiredness must be hitting you a little bit.
Yeah, I have stuff to do after this today as well. It's grim.
Oh,
I've literally just finished the TTT recording as well.
Let's make it a nice one for Ravs, then, Lydia.
Nice and gentle.
Nice and gentle Susie. For our boy
no,
Ravs.
No, I can take it. I can handle it. I'm a warrior.
All right, first question is about pegging.
Yes! That's Ravs' speciality. Oh. He fucking loves a pegging.
Fuck yeah, dude.
we actually do have a question about pegging, so I guess we'll just jump into
Let's
it.
Let's just do it.
Oh, no, how are you guys? You guys okay? I whined a lot about myself. Are you guys all right?
Yeah.
I'm doing grand.
Good. Any hangovers from you two?
No. Fresh as a goddamn daisy.
Nothing.
I'm good.
Ravs, I'm living my best life over here.
Well, how have you been? You've been a little good behaved boy doing your Vault Hunters. Like, you just go home and play
Vault Hunters.
It's
kept me off the streets.
It has kept you off the streets.
Kept me away from the needle.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. I really love drinking and going out with friends, but it's also nice to like reserve that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now it feels like a special treat, which is really fun.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not doing it quite as much.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
I've certainly done the years of just endless every night and it just blurs. It all blurs. Life blurs. It's fun, but yeah, it blurs. So it's not going out as much. How are you, Lids?
I'm thinking about changing my ways, to be honest. I'm having a bit of an epiphany at the moment where I realise that I maybe need to act my age and take care of myself.
Oh.
So I don't know if I need to start doing that. I feel like I should.
What do you mean when you say that?
I don't like be sensible.
What does that mean?
Absolutely fucking wankered at every given opportunity.
Yeah.
Have a couple of drinks and head home. Don't stay out all night. Like, you know, wake up fresh as a daisy, maybe go for a walk, you know, take care of myself.
I got to say, that's one I don't miss is doing like the 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. mental drinkathons. They do just destroy you. Like, you guys were messed up.
Yeah.
I wasn't too bad.
But even just the day afterwards, like, well, not even the 2 days after, the day afterwards is just a complete blowout.
Oh, yeah, that is.
I don't do shots. And Luke, my editor, was like, let's commemorate the start of our beautiful new friendship because I'm starting a YouTube channel. And he was like, well, let's get some shots. And we ended up taking shots till like 5 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
So that means I was already in the red?
Yeah, it's a downward dip. I think Luke is still feeling sad as well. I honestly, drinking is evil.
It's evil, and I'm changing my ways, and I'm becoming a good Christian girl. No more booze for me.
That is not happening.
Teetotal now.
Teetotal.
From this moment forward.
I love that Liddy was like, I want to, you know, slow down. And Mira's just like, what? We're like such terrible friends. Like, what? No.
Why won't you support
dumb?
Me? Why won't you support my life change?
There is no support here.
It's a crab pot. No one gets out.
Yeah, yeah.
No
yeah.
one gets
trapped.
Out.
I'm falling into the barrel of cider. Help me.
No, but I think that's like, I feel like as long as you have that mindset going on a little bit all the time, it slowly gets better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's all about subtle changes, not suddenly. Like we talked about whole New Year's resolutions things, right? Like if you suddenly go, I'm never going out again, I'm never having alcohol ever again, then 2 weeks later, you're bored out your fucking mind and you go out on a fucking mad one. Whereas if you just cut back a bit and you sort of make some changes and
a little bit here and
crochet,
there is,
you know,
more effective.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Anyway, he wants to get wankered tonight. I'm fucking gagging for a pint or 9. Not really, I'd rather die.
I'm actually forgetting what we're talking. I don't know if it's the alcohol or just podcasting in general. I'm forgetting what we've talked about on the podcast. So I completely forgot that we talked about New Year's resolutions.
I think it is slightly the fact the podcast is a bit of a fever dream sometimes.
Yeah.
And every week we forget the episode number. This is episode number 34, guys. This is
34 today. 34.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
34.
34 is so young, though. It's a very
number. We're nearly at the anniversary. That's wild.
Oh, my God.
When's our anniversary?
When is our anniversary? When did we start this?
How many weeks are in a year, Lydia?
What was our maiden
podcasts
voyage?
Are going up pretty much weekly.
But when will it be? When can we celebrate?
What was the first? Well, we recorded it obviously at a different time to when it first went out.
Yeah.
What is the date of? What is our anniversary?
I'm scrolling through our channel to see if I can find it. Wait, YouTube. YouTube would be good for this, right?
I mean,
it went live on the day, right?
Oh, yeah, Spotify.
It was just some day in May.
Was it
Fuck,
May?
It's not far off.
Oh my God, May?
It's around the bloody corner.
It is around the bloody corner. Fuck. What are we going
to
do?
Oh,
that's
we have
crazy.
To do, oh,
we have
let's
to
do
something big.
We'll do a live show. Live. From... No, wait, I don't promise. That was a lie. It's a lie.
I mean, that would be...
We're going to sell out the Albers Square.
Oh, the Wembley Arena. Come see
the
us
Wembley
in the
Wembley Arena. Let's go.
I would love to do this
the
live.
The O3.
The O3, a.k.a. Harry's Basement. Come see us.
It's just us in a chair. One chair.
One day I would like to do a live show. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah,
fuck, I just feel
podcast.
Like we're going to get heckled so much.
Oh, I'm so
if we ever do a live show, listeners, please don't come and heckle us. That's my biggest fear. They're like, Harry, that's fucking shit advice.
We literally want them to shout at us, though. We want them to tell us their problems.
Yeah, in a lauded manner, not like mid-convo.
Yeah, be kind. We're all sensitive. We're all thin and weak and skinned.
There's one thing I am not, Lydia, and it's thin.
I mean, you know, I was trying to say thin skinned.
I'm the
but,
juiciest but, MILF on the block.
I was trying to say thin skinned, but I just like blended all my words together until it didn't make sense anymore.
Have you guys done much stage show stuff? Have you done much stuff on stage?
Yeah.
Done a couple of bits. Imagine Lydia's done way more than I have, presenting and stuff.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of presenting stuff.
I just find it so nerve-wracking. Don't you find it so scary?
Yeah.
Especially when they put like the Britney mics on you and stuff like that. Like, that's intimidating.
I feel like people have like fight or flight responses to that, and like lots of people are like, "Yeah, I love it. Like, let's go." And I'm just like, "Why the fuck am I here? Let me leave."
I want to go. I want to go. I want to go.
I want to go home.
Like I see the. Sorry, Rev.
On you go.
I was to say, I see the esports presenters and I think, God, that must be fucking terrifying. Like in front of all of those people commentating live on something, filling air, chatting to people, interviewing, like that terrifies me. Doing that kind of stuff is really scary.
It's a skill I'd love to have, but I just also have no desire to try and practice and learn it.
I think the more we do it, the better we'll get at it. Like, because I certainly feel like having done a couple of them now, I'm like, okay, I'm certainly better at going up there now. But like the first time I did it, I was like deer in the headlights, like terrified.
Do you
know what's interesting? I used to get scared doing Jingle Jam. Like,
yeah,
a long time
same.
Ago.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get quite nervous doing, and I don't get nervous for Jingle Jam anymore.
No, you just get used to it. But yeah, at the beginning, it's terrifying. You know, you're aware that there's so many people watching.
There's so many, and it's so important.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an important
Absolutely.
Moment to not tit up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's like a proof of like, it does get better, right? Doing something more and more does get better.
Definitely. But I guess with Jingle Jam, there's a disconnect because you're still technically just in a room. Whereas yeah. when you do live stuff, like fucking, you know what terrified the shit out of me? YogCon, when mm-hmm. me and Booth did painting in front of those people, the people watching, they were lovely. And it was quite like, it wasn't a massive, it wasn't the main stage. It was just like a smaller thing outside and it started raining. So lots of people left to go inside. I don't blame them. But that was so nerve wracking. Yeah. Just being able to see all these people watching in real time and just being like, ah, like I definitely felt deer in the headlights during that. I felt really like shy.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know. It is one of the things I'd love to be good at, but I just find it so terrifying.
YogCon main stage terrified the fuck out of me.
Yeah, that's so many people. It felt so big.
Yeah. There were like massive lights on and stuff.
And there is they were the greatest audience you could ever ask for. Mm, supportive, absolutely. You know, loving. They're Yognauts. They're good people, but it was fucking, it's so sketchy.
No, I had to do Twitch sings outside, but like without sips.
Oh my god, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry I missed that.
I had to fly solo and I had to sing to people. I was like, this is literally the worst experience of my life.
Who that is insane.
And you weren't even drunk.
I was not even drunk. I was like downing a beer, like, please.
Please, oh, Lord, please. And we must have not been particularly known each other at that point, because if I'd known you, I'd have been heckling the shit out of you.
Oh, I hated that.
You suck.
I'm interested, do you guys ever get nervous to go live? Like,
For big things, yeah. Like, when I was on High Rollers, that scared the shit out of me. I was in the office, like, I'm scared. I'm really scared to go in this room right now.
Yeah.
And, like, I did Miko's interview once. That was scary as hell.
Yeah.
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 But just sitting there on my own, not really.
No.
No.
Yeah, pretty much same. I think I'm okay now just doing it, like, whatever normal streams that I'm used to. But if I do anything which is out of my comfort zone, like, even I did a board game, the Skyrim board game stream the other day, and it was really fun and I really enjoyed it. But I was nervous before it began because board games aren't, like, my forte. And I was thinking, like, what if I'm shit? What if I do fuck this up for everyone? What if I'm not entertaining? So it's definitely when you're out of your comfort zone.
There's something also to being said when you don't have your hands on the, like, production side of it. Be able to be like, I'm just going to fucking
go on a break.
I can just like do, I have full control to just do whatever. Mm, whereas when you're like a little bit out of control, it's a little bit like,
it's scary.
Can we have a break, please? Break.
Yeah.
I'm going to pee. Raz, did you do the like, was it like MCM or X?
EGX. No, did an EGX stage show. Yeah, that was kind of weird as well. They Britney mic'd me up and they had to play the most infuriating game of play up ever because Joe just decided it was trolling time.
Oh no.
And it was just a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. Like, I hated it.
Yeah.
Those stage shows I always find so like weird because usually if you're in a giant convention hall, no one can actually hear what the fuck you're saying.
Mm. Yeah.
It's such a strange environment to like go and make content. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes it's it can be sort of clinical, kind of weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel very relaxed or like hangouty.
No,
like,
not at all.
No. So maybe we'll do a 0 degree. I mean, we've just felt like we've just talked just ourselves fucking out of it.
No, I'm super into it. Like, 0 degrees live, that feels like we'd be in control of that. Whereas like things like EGX and stuff is just like, it feels so put on, you know?
I'd love for us to do it in like a small, like, bar somewhere, do you know what I mean? Like 50 people,
certain
do like a little bar or something.
Yes.
A certain one in Bristol that might be called a similar name to ours.
Shares our name.
Yes! Yeah. 0 degrees live at 0 degrees.
By. Yeah, we should do 0 degrees live at 0 degrees.
Sorry
that'd
about that, Raz, live at
0 degrees.
0 degrees.
But I feel like that at that point, it more becomes like a recording where we're just doing it in private, do you know what I mean? Less so like a live show.
Yeah.
I feel like that's people, cool. Some people could be there, you know. And
I guess we've never recorded in the same room together.
No.
True, we haven't
actually. Always in separate recording rooms.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. Maybe we should do one.
I think we should do that. That'd be a a special one. Oh my God, that's the 1 year special.
What, we all go in the same room? That's it. That's the gag. Wow.
Can you believe
for
it?
For all the podcast listeners, this is such a massive change.
Mm.
Guess we could do it live from the like big room in the office and we're together. And also maybe we get a really famous celebrity on for our 100th.
Oh my God, yeah.
That'd like, be easy,
Barack
right?
Obama.
Barack Obama. Busy? Like, is he doing anything?
He's not working anymore, is he? He's probably got a load of free time. Get Obama over here. Why not?
I'll send him a DM.
Doesn't he follow the Oscars? Just send him a DM.
He does follow the Oscars.
Oh, DM him. Get him DM'd.
Eight.
All right. Let's do a question.
Yeah, I was promised pegging. Where's the pegging?
Oh, yeah, all right, pegging.
I had to lube you up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fair. So you cannot skip foreplay.
Some conversation beforehand.
Yeah.
Let's get into it then. Here we go, question one.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing as directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So me and my girlfriend have been together for about 2 years. We have a great sex life and an amazing communication. And we've been experimenting quite a lot using the rule of try most things once. We've discovered that she actually enjoys being dom. And I like being sub to her. So we occasionally switch to take them roles. She's recently expressed an interest in trying pegging. Whilst I'm certainly not against the idea, I was wondering your perspective on this and if there are any major pitfalls to be aware of. This is the least qualified I've ever felt to answer a question. This is like a fucking uni degree. Motherfucker, I got no qualifications in this department.
What you mean? You don't peg every night all night long, Harry?
Sadly, Lydia, sadly not.
What?
I mean, I feel like it's, you know... They're in that like still early 2 year into relationship honeymoon phase. Just the sex is just flying. There's just everything's happening.
Trying
it's just
everything.
Clapping. Just everyone's cheeks are getting clapped.
Wait, did I brain fart there? Have you been pegged, Harry? Is that what we were talking about?
Yes,
no.
He said every night.
No.
Every single night. That's the only way he can get off is being pegged.
I'm pretty comfortable with my sexuality. I'm pretty comfortable with, you know, what I like. I just don't feel like pegging hits on that list. There's something about it that I don't think it makes me want to retract as a human and not be excited as a human. Do you know what I mean? Do you get that?
No.
Raps?
No, I don't.
Raps is smirk right now. Nope. Raps loves pegging. Okay, Raps, you got to fill us in.
I actually have not been pegged yet, but I know that I would love it.
You know that you would love it? Wow, okay.
Well, you know, there is a... part in a man's bum that feels pleasure.
There's logic behind this. There's science.
There's actual science behind it.
Yeah. So I personally a submissive man. So
I rate the just frankness around it. Mm-hmm. Have you is this something you've tried to raise with some partners in the past? Is this obviously that it can be like I think probably most people will
I think
be...
I've said it and people think it's a joke and I need to actually be like, no.
No, this is real. Lydia's face is great. I don't know if her cam's frozen or she's just in shock.
Sorry,
I just froze. All I saw was Harry, Raz being like, I'm like, yeah, I want to be pegged, and then everything froze. God.
Fuck's sake.
Well, you need to get the ball rolling, Ravs.
I don't know the etiquette. Do I have to buy the strap on? Is that how that works?
I think so. It is.
Yeah. You can't expect them to buy it.
That's a fucking fair. That's two asks in one. So can you pick me? And can you go buy the strap on as well?
Okay, you know what? Fair. Maybe I have to buy a strap on.
Yeah. And just
Lydia, has a man ever approached you and requested such an act?
Have you pegged anyone?
Sorry, the internet's going kind of crazy. Okay, so have I pegged anyone?
It doesn't have to be have you pegged anyone. Or has anyone ever asked you to peg them? To keep some bits of your private life private.
That's true, actually.
I'll give you the nice question, not the... Sorry, mate, you fucking pegged anyone, Lydia. Can you give us a gruesome detail about the pegging experience?
Sorry, I was just being too open about my pegging dreams.
His dreams and aspirations. No, I don't think I've ever been... No, no one's ever asked me to peg them. There's certainly people that have had interest, like Ravs, that have interest in that area of their body, but never like a full-on put a strap on and go to town on me. It's always been, oh God, it's just too much. It's always just, you know, there's lots of people have curiosity about that area, but I've never been asked to perform the full deed. Oh my God.
I agree, Lily. I'm on that vibe because that for me, that is quite, there's quite a few steps and layers below that, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's multitude of experimenting, I think, that probably happens before you reach what is penetrative pegging.
Six-inch dildo.
It's quite...
Well, I don't know how big. Whatever wraps is inside
it. I just imagine like a table leg. Joey just like... Brah, brah.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, I wouldn't be... Wait, would I be... I don't know. Would I want to do it to someone?
Henry Cavill walks in. Oh. He puts down his Warhammers. Yes. And he's like, peg me.
Yeah, go on then.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right. Fuck it. Try everything once, why not?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think this guy should get pegged.
Yeah, I think you should get pegged.
Dead. You actually
said
man.
Try everything once, my man. Time to get on your knees.
Fucking hell.
But he says, wait, this is why I'm saying not against the idea. I was wondering your perspective on this. And if there's any major pitfalls to be aware of. Are there any major pitfalls?
That's such a weird phrasing.
Get some lube and a strap-on. Apparently you have to buy the strap-on.
You've got to buy the strap-on.
Yeah.
God, there's so much stuff I can talk about now, but I just don't know how far we can go in this podcast.
So I'm happy for you to take it as far as you're comfortable with. It comes down to you being comfortable to talk about it.
But
it's up to you, Lydia. You can say whatever you want.
I just feel like there are certain things you have to be aware of before you go into doing something like that.
Clean your ass.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Yes.
Clean your ass. Make sure you're a very clean ass.
Very clean ass. And I guess I would say start small. Don't go too crazy at first.
Yeah. No table legs.
No table legs. What else? You might shit.
That could happen.
Just be aware.
Not wrong.
I mean, you might not as well. It's just something to keep in your
just
mind.
Just be careful, be slow, be gentle.
Yeah.
Maybe have like a towel below you.
Yeah.
You
know.
Like to catch everything.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Do you know what? I got so much. I'm just thinking back to when we last talked about some kind of anal sex play on this podcast. The amount of people that wrote in with like hate mail, not like quite death threats, but like hate mail my bum take. And I was just like, I'm done. I don't want to give a bum take on this.
What's your bum take that made people so angry?
I don't fucking know. I think my bum take was like, not everyone has to do it. And then all these people who love anal were just like, what the fuck?
I guess some people feel very strongly about it. So.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy for them. I'm super happy for them.
Was it Ravs? Was Ravs sending you hate?
I think Ravs was sending me hate mail. Like, peg me, bitch.
Hey, the relationship you have with your own bum is sacred and should be respected.
I'm intrigued though, Raz. If you manage to reach this kind of new level, this new sexual elevation, will you be coming back to share us?
Oh, he'll be coming. Like,
do you guys want a peg update? Like, if I ever achieve peg hala, like, do you guys want?
Yeah, I
want
to know
the update. My God, of course I do.
Depending how it goes, like if it turns out like I shit everywhere and stuff like that, if it's like unplugging a dam, like maybe I'll share that. But like,
yes. Well, that's the best kind of story. That's what we want to hear.
Maybe.
That's, you know, how we get the appetizers.
See how it goes. We'll see how it goes. This might take a while, but you know, one day, keep listening to the podcast.
No, that's it. I just like episode, you know, 215. We finally get Ravs's pegging experience.
You know what? The episode will be called the peg update when the peg it happens. Update.
Okay. Look forward to it. It's gonna happen. Okay.
Sounds great. Good luck to this person and couple. I don't know.
Do it. Go.
Let us know how it goes, I guess.
Yeah, have a good one.
Send us a peg update.
I do feel like some bit of this podcast is people just forcing us to participate in their sexual fantasies. I do feel like that is like, no. I am just like a weird slut now where I have to just listen to the people's sex things. Oh, well.
All right. Next one. It. Moving on. Enough of pegging. Last week, my boyfriend used the phrase, we're Gucci, in a text message. Major ick. So the question is, what gives you lot the ick, either in general or in a prospective romantic partner? Mm. Harry, I feel like you say we're Gucci.
I say we're Gucci a little bit.
You'd be icking this person out.
I think I've also said we're Gucci before. I think I've said that.
I like...
Major icking.
I like slang. I'm like a big enjoyer of slang. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's fun. Words are fun. It's fun to use silly words, use silly combination of words.
I've said like we're Gooch as well. Just like we're Gooch. Sean Gucci. We're Gooch.
That pegging's always on. Always on Raz's mind. Come on, we can be Gooch right now. You can be so deep in my Gooch right now.
Oh my God. Because you know, well, you're the meme master, Harry. So if there's a slang to be said, Harry's saying it.
Mm.
What gives you guys the ick, though?
I'm trying to think.
Like, is there words or things that gives you the ick?
Now, to be clear, I feel like the actual definition of ick is something which is very kind of like random and small, right? It's not like someone's like, arrogant, I get the ick. Because you know, it's things like when he...
Picking your nose could be an ick. It could be like, oh, that makes me...
But then surely that's a given. Grip. If anyone picks a nose, everyone's a
For sure, you wouldn't do picking a nose. But you know what I mean? It'd be something like that. Like,
I'm going to look up, the Urban Dictionary definition of ick. Urban Dictionary defines it as when you think you like them, but then you suddenly catch the ick. From then on, you can't look at that person in the same way. You just get progressively more and more turned off by them. Weirdly, and maybe for no reason in particular, you're grossed out by them.
When people type XD, it really infuriates me.
Dude, I was literally just thinking that.
Yeah, but some people I know... type XD and I like them. So
same actually.
I've come to like accept XDers, but like secretly deep down when someone types an XD, I'm like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I hate XD as well. I'm so sorry to everyone that I know that does that.
Oh, but there's some irony in it. That's what I find joy in. You know, it takes you back to like 2007 internet.
It's a throwback.
What gives me the ick? Oh, fuck. I feel like there's a lot of things that like trigger me a little bit, but I don't know if I describe them as an ick. I feel like your definition of ick was quite strong from Urban Dictionary. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
I feel like I would use the word ick a bit lighter than that. I'm like, oh, that gives me the ick, but it's not a big deal. Urban Dictionary just sound like you fucking now hate that person.
Yeah, I think like the ick is something like kind of minor, right? It's like... It's about like, I didn't like that. That's kind of grim.
Yeah.
I've looked them up online, so I've found some examples of what people would refer to as an ick.
Okay.
So men with no socks on and short jeans and a nasty, veiny ankle is an ick.
Yeah, that's... Oh, do you know what? I do get the ick a little bit at like, you know, like your standard... like fit and haircut for like a young boy in England going clubbing.
Yeah.
That gives me the fucking ick. Just like super tight skinny jeans, white t-shirt, short back and sides, just like has a look about them where just like, if I like dropped your WKD, you'd probably like have a fight with me and stab me.
Probably
like,
stab me.
Joan, just like, I feel like I look at that and I'm just like, there's nothing that's going to go on here that's going to be like a positive communication moment.
Right, I got you. That's an ick.
When I was back in Scotland, I met up with some friends and they were chatting about things that gave them the ick, but I wish I could fucking remember them. And they're also not things that give me the ick, but it was just like, one of them was like, people that say they're off on their holly bobs.
Oh, holly bobs. I say that by accident sometimes. Yeah.
Like, just slips I guess out, that, I mean yeah, that one is kind of annoying. Off on me holly bobs. Like, fuck.
Oh, this isn't an ick. It just annoys me when people do it. And I don't know if you guys do it. Wait, there's a couple of things that that people do that annoy me. When people say they can't be asked instead of they can't be asked.
Yeah. Oh, so, that's annoying.
So the say it's meant to be right. Oh, I can't be asked to do that. But yeah. I've got people, I know people that will write it down as I can't be asked to do that. I can't asked. And it's like, what? That's not it.
That reminded me of an ick I actually have, which is people who like, people who fake swear. Like,
what either just,
what the frick, man? And it's like, everyone knows you just basically said fuck. Like, just say fuck or don't say it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's so dumb to me. Do you know what I mean? Because it's just, you're basically like, what the fuck? And it's like, well, you basically have just said fuck. Just say it or don't, just remove the words from your vocabulary.
Yeah.
That's like a big ick for me. Like fake swearing, I think, is super cringe.
Oh, poor Sarah. Sarah's crying now.
Yeah, fuck you, Sarah.
There's nothing wrong with this, but like the sentence structure, the thing is that really bothers me.
The thing is,
like,
that is really that, makes I think me I angry. Do that.
The thing is that it's like, fuck you. You said is twice in a row, you prick. Fuck off.
Oh,
I know, and it's completely understandable, but it annoys me.
Some people do have their like, vocabulary is literally 50% like, and I just did it because I was trying to put the word in like into a sentence.
Yeah.
But it's so when literally you can't talk to anyone in this bathroom. It's just like, and it's like, oh, fuck me, just fucking say the words.
I'm bad for being an ummer. I um a lot.
I'm a liker. I say like a lot.
It's something that I was trying to like fix in my vocabulary a little bit, like a year or two ago, was just. Being happy to just pause and just think about what I want to say instead of feeling like I need to say it. So I need to work on more, but I think it's like a good thing to try and practice is just being like, I'm just going to say it.
I don't
want to
say
it,
but you just said the word like twice in that sentence.
For sure, that's it. That's I've got it in my fucking brain to say it.
You know, I do it too.
I hate tat. Like, you know, like people that have like way too many plushies and shit. Or like just
Funko
I've
lips.
Got a lot of tat.
Yeah, I'm just not a tat person. You know,
I don't say that. I have a fair amount of tat, but it's nicely ordered and well kept. So I feel like that's the level. When it's just tat for the sake of having tat, and it just sprues everywhere. Whereas like nicely arranged tat, I think is good.
Well, like being streamers, we get it sent to us sometimes. Like, I love being sent stuff. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But like. Now in my stream setup, people will see, like, I have a little milk tank, which I love my little milk tank. I've got a little Among Us, I've got a little seal, I've got Jungle's Cog from IKEA. It's like, oh my god, so many plushies. Like,
Honestly, we're lucky though, having the office almost as like a tap barrier.
It is, yeah. I mean?
Like, not much manages to make it home for me because the office is a good just like filter of do you actually want this thing? Like,
yeah, I got some tat right here.
What the fuck? Look, like, is that a skateboard?
Yeah,
it's got a skateboard deck.
Sent a skateboard deck from a game company. Like, that's what I mean when people send tat; they send you like boxes and stuff.
Right, promotional tat, which is stuff you're just never going to use.
It's like fun, but like, what am I going to do with a skateboard?
I don't take that stuff home anymore. It's just literally a board. I thought two more. I hate it when, so this is more just grammatical, like things that piss me off apparently. Mm-hmm. When people say on accident, instead of it happened by accident, people say it happened on, I'm trying to think what the sentence is.
I don't think I've even ever
on accident.
That.
There's a thing on that people accident. Say, whatever they say, I'm like,
oh yeah, on accident.
On accident, it's by accident.
Yeah, that bothers me a little bit as well. I think about it.
And when guys, okay, this is more of a, I guess like a romantic one. When guys call you hun, H-U-N, ugh. Hun.
Oh, I had a physical reaction to that.
Yeah, hun. I do not like hun.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Hun is like the older guy at work.
Yeah, some pet names
pet names are like, what the fuck? No.
Yeah, not the one. Not the fucking one.
Daddy.
I don't mind pet names, but I just don't like hun.
I don't think I use any pet names. I feel like it's too weird. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of dehumanizing.
See, I quite like pet names. I find them affectionate, but they just can't make me cringe.
Some of them can be nice, absolutely. Yeah.
My little blibbly blobbly blue blue.
God, I feel like I'd rather hear the pegging story than this. This is hard. This is giving me the ick. I'm
getting the
ick.
I'm trying to think of more like romantic icks, like something if like I was on a date and someone did it. Like there's obvious ones, like, but I feel like some of them are just, you know, like if someone talks with their mouth full, if someone, you know, like
are those icks or those just etiquette?
Just general things that anyone would be like, oh, that's kind of grim. Like with this website, it feels like it's meant to be more kind of random things. Someone being a SoundCloud rapper gives me the ick. Like random stuff
been
like
some
that.
Good
someone
musicians
said.
Born out of
I mean, TikTok
rappers.
Dancing certainly gives me the ick.
Oh, TikTok like, dancing, yeah.
Like even worse than TikTok dancing is TikTok lip syncing.
Yeah,
over a sound.
Oh, okay. But sometimes that can be done well if it's got like a funny context.
It can be done well, but like if it's just
but
like,
just someone doing like all these arm things, yeah. And I'm just like,
if you're doing all the arm stuff and like you're like talking out a Rick and Morty clip or something, like fuck you, you know.
Oh God, I do find some cosplay does give me the ick as well. Some cosplay's dope. Some cosplay's really cool, but some cosplay I'm just like. What's an ick cosplay for you? Like having a Rick and Morty cosplay usually is going to give me the ick.
You know what? I've got to agree with you
when, like, there's like, it's when the cosplay goes beyond and it's like now acting out the thing and it's like,
yeah.
God, I don't know. Maybe that's a bit of ick, a bit of cringe, but I don't like the word cringe and I don't really like thinking things are cringe because I think it's like kind of usually quite a demeaning, bullying, that kind of thing.
It is a bit cringe.
Yeah.
I thought of another one, and I feel like this is quite a specific thing, so it fits the whole kind of ick thing.
Okay.
I hate it. I get the ick when you are watching something with someone. So this could be a romantic thing, and they keep turning to you and looking at you when they think something funny's happened, and they want you to like react to it. So you have to keep telling them, like, that's really funny. And they just keep like looking at you for your reaction. It's like, stop, leave me alone. I'm not performing for you. Let me just watch the fucking show.
Equally, people who talk to you while it's happening.
I fucking
hate
that.
I'm trying to fucking watch it.
I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah, I feel like you need to figure out watching etiquette between the people you're with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Assumption is no one's saying anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Assumption should always be no one's going to say anything unless you've priorly discussed, we're going to have fun and watch this and just chat.
Yeah.
I thought of another one. Oh my God. Maybe the biggest fucking ick a guy could ever do.
All right.
Is call his parents mummy or daddy. You know,
oh
like,
God.
Especially like posh boys when they say like, oh, I'm going to see mummy and daddy this weekend. Oh, that is the biggest fucking ick. Nothing would turn me off quicker than that.
I don't think I've called my parents mummy or daddy for maybe like 14 years, like maybe like longer. I'm trying to think like, I feel like a young teenager's like the last time it's ever happened.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
It's meant to be what you call them when you were a kid. When grown adults call their parents mummy and daddy, it grosses me out.
That's weird.
It's so creepy.
I feel like 50% of the time I call my parents mum or dad.
Yeah.
And then
50%
of the time I just call them their names.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't do that.
I never call them their name.
No.
No?
Never.
No,
that would be weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it's odd to me.
No, I like it. It's nice. Again, I feel like people, calling people by their name, I feel like it's very humanizing and isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I'm with Raz. I find it weird to call them their name. Makes it more like what
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine calling my parents by their name.
It makes them real people and not just like these weird blobby.
Blobby mummy. Call my mum fat Raz Harry.
Raz, what the fuck, Raz? That was fucking rude. That was rude as fuck.
I would never insult your mother.
Wow, she's listening to the podcast. She's crying. She, you know,
I love your ideas, mum.
She's sobbing. I hope she's not listening to this. We're talking about pegging. Stay away from this episode.
Oh, yeah,
mom.
You told your mum about pegging. You had to explain it to her, right?
Oh, did I? Yeah. Have I repressed that? When did I do that?
Well, I remember you telling me about it because I then tried to
Why
ask
have
you
done
mum
that?
To peg me.
Why have you done this, Lydia?
I can't remember.
Why have you fucking done this?
I can't remember why I told my mum. She must have asked me what it was and I had to explain, but I can't even remember.
I think even PFAX weighed in on it.
Oh, I said about it on Twitter.
Yeah, it was on Twitter.
Oh, I tweeted. I just had to explain to my mum what pegging was. Right. Yeah. She loved it. She was gay.
I don't think I'm ever having that conversation with my parents. I mean, that is just unpassing. I'm just be like, no. No. It stops here.
My mum looks at Twitter and all that stuff. So she's like seeing all this stuff and then she wants to know what it means. And it's like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. But yeah, I think she was fairly, I don't know, she was fairly chill about it. I'm sure she'd help you out if you wanted it, Ravs.
Okay. All right. Time and a place.
Wow. That's a really lovely note. And I feel like we should wrap there.
Yeah.
That's a really what a kind offer.
What a kind offer. Yep.
Wow, I guess we'll stay tuned for the pig update. Yep. Apparently coming sooner than we thought.
I hope so.
We've already sourced a lady.
Yeah. Oh my God, those exciting times. Things are moving fast.
Moving very fast in the space of one podcast.
Let you be the next episode.
Also, let us know what your icks are, because I think they're funny. The more niche and specific they are, the better. I want them to know the most niche. And also, guys, have a think before our next podcast. Any more niche icks you can think of?
Okay, I'll try. I'll keep my eye extra out on.
I feel like I'm
going to
notice
public.
Things now. Now I'm thinking about it, I'm going to notice things.
Yeah,
interesting.
God, people are going to have the most like insane icks, though. They're going to be like, I really hate it when people use the left side of their hand or something. Like they use their left hand to wipe their brow. It's going to be like really weird, specific, weird things that people are going to send in. And it's going to be weird as fuck.
The best ones are so... I remember watching a TikTok and someone had sent theirs in, and someone had said that their ick was when a guy got hit by a car and then walked off and did a little jog to try and dust it off. That would be their ick. And it was like, what
the fuck?
Those are the best ones, which is like, when does that happen to you?
That's fucked.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to reading the ick list next week then.
Yeah,
that's
the ick list. Maybe we could call that, this one could be called the ick list.
Oh, yeah.
The ick list. All right, send them in. Send them in. You want to hear them.
Remember to rate and review the podcast. And also... Subscribe to the podcast. rate and review the podcast. And also there's a Patreon. Patreon.com/SeerDegrees, where you can send us in some questions and it helps support the podcast, and we appreciate and love you. Your questions have been very good. Please send them in.
Very high quality Patreon ones. We love you, patrons. Be sure to keep sending in questions if you're just a normal
patron
listener.
Or not. Send in your questions. We love reading them. So there's been a load of them. So thank
you
very
much. There's been a lot. The quality is, as always, variable.
You never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get. All right, we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mwah.